Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be with you once again this morning, and I'm so excited that I get to share the Word of God with you. And I want to say God bless you for listening, and I know the Word of God is working in your life. I'm so confident in God that all the things that you're hearing are producing results in your life, and you're changing things. I know your life is being transfigured, your thought pattern is changing, the way you think about life is changing. That's where miracles are. You know, the more your mindset is changed, the more miracles you experience, the more you flow in the life of the miraculous. That's what God wants for you. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about life and life consciousness. You know, life and life consciousness. For the next few days, I'm going to share along this line, life and life consciousness. I'm talking about the life of God. You see, the day we became born again, God gave us His life. Now, this is what makes God God. I've been saying it for some time now. This is what makes God God. There's the human life. Okay, the human life. I mean, you don't expect anybody who has a human life to be walking on his knees with his hands on the floor. I mean, if a 12-year-old boy or even a 2-year-old boy is crawling on the floor after 2 years of being born, it ministers some questions. You wonder what's going on. You see, even though we start from there, we crawl for some time in our lives as babies. We don't stay there. The human life works. There are life processes for the human life. The human life undergoes digestion. The human life undergoes respiration. The human life undergoes excretion. I mean, all kinds of life processes. You see, these are processes that identify us as human beings. You know, and above all these processes, human beings have intelligence. We have a brain that makes us intelligent. We are higher than every other kind of animal. You see, so we are human beings. And because we are human beings, we undergo certain life processes. Hallelujah. In the same way, the life of God also undergoes certain life processes. You see, the day we became born again, our human life was supplanted by the life of God. We are not human any longer. We are not normal. We are not ordinary. You see, we are not ordinary people. The day we became born again, the life of God was brought into us. And we're given that life. And that life supplanted the human life that is in us. So Christianity is actually the life of God tabernacled in human flesh. You see, so even though we are in human body and limited by the human body, we have the life of God in us. It is there in our spirits. Hallelujah. You know, when you read in John 3:16, God made us know why He brought Jesus. He says, "For God so loved the world, that is why He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish." Hallelujah. But should have everlasting life. If you have believed in Him, then you have not been brought into a life of perishing. You have been taken away from perishing into the life of God. You see, we've been given His life. Hallelujah. Then in John 10:10, Jesus said that the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Then He says, "But I am come that you may have life." God, Jesus lets us know the reason why He came. He lets us know His purpose. He says, "But I am come that ye might have life, and have it more abundantly." The Amplified says, "Happen to the full." He came to give us life. We have this life. You see, if we believe in the testimony of men, then we must believe in the testimony of God. We have the life of God now. If you are born again, child of God, you have the life of God working in you. You are not normal. You are not ordinary. You are not just like any other person. You are different. You are special. God says that you are a chosen generation. I'm a chosen generation. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a holy nation. These are things you must think. You must think from this place. You must think from the life of God that is in you. Hallelujah. If you go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 9, He says, "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater." You see, we've received the witness of men all our lives. How do you know you are Australian or you are Ghanaian or you are Nigerian or you are South African? You know because you were told. You weren't there when you were born. You were not there when you were born. All that you know is because of what people have said to you. Who told you your parents are your parents? Someone says, "Well, because I look like them." Well, if you live together with someone for a long time, you get to look like the person. That's why husbands and wives who are born from different parents live together for some time, and they look alike. You see, you believe your parents are your parents because they told you that they are your parents. I'm not saying they are not your parents, you know, but we believe in the witness of men. We believe in the testimony of men. If we believe in the testimony of men, then we must believe in the testimony of God. God has a witness. God has a testimony. God has said something. You see, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. You are a new creature. You are not of the old. Since old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. Live your life like that. Live your life knowing that you have received the life of God inside you. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, I'm a child of God. I'm born again. I've got the life of God working in me. Christ is in me. Hallelujah. Say that to yourself and live from there. Think like that. Think to yourself that you are not ordinary. I'm not ordinary. I have the life of God working in me. The more you think like that, the more you pray from there. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.